Over the last few years, the National Pork Board has chosen several locations around the country to hold their first board meeting of the year at, instead of at their home location in Des Moines, Iowa. This year, they've traveled to Oklahoma City for their first board meeting of the year. And we had the opportunity to visit with Julie Mashoff, Mashoff Farms, about her role on the National Pork Board and her operation that does include Oklahoma from their base out of Southern Illinois.
My name is Julie Mashoff. I serve as the Vice President of Public Relations for the Mashoffs, which is a family operation based in Southern Illinois, with but working with over 300 family farmers throughout the Midwest, including in Oklahoma.
Julie, tell me a little bit, first of all, about the Mashoff operation.
Well, the Mashoffs have been in farming for five generations. We are the fifth generation to raise hogs here in the U.S., and our generation has decided to take on a different business model where we work with other family farmers, helping them lessen their risk but expand their farm diversified plan by allowing them to go into pork production besides cropping. And it's worked out as a win-win situation for both families.
So as far as the hog operation itself, tell me about what you're actually doing as far as farrow to fish, this
okay.
type of thing.
Our family manages about 135,000 sows. Those animals then, when they farrow, those three-week-old weaned pigs go to those 300-plus family farmers to be raised. We arrange for those animals to go to different packers, so we make all the marketing arrangements, thereby lessening the risk for those other family farmers that work with us.
So you're able to control your genetics and the quality that you're trying to produce.
Exactly. Through our business model, we have we're able to produce as close to a cookie-cutter pig as you possibly can when you're working with a live animal, thereby assuring packers that they have a very, very steady supply of a similar type product.
You know, when you think of the hog industry 20, 30 years ago, you think of a few sows outside, the baby pigs being raised on that same farm, and they are hauled to town and sold at the local auction barn, perhaps, or commission company. It's changed quite a bit. A lot of people want to take us back to those days, 30, 40 years ago.
There's a place and time for everything, and this is not your granddaddy's farm. We have found that our business model, by using the weaned pigs, taking them off the sow farm when they're at their highest health, moving them to a clean environment at a different finishing farm, allows us to raise healthier pigs. And the healthier pig, that means we have a safer food supply. So in the end, consumers win with this type of business production.
You're on the pork board. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that are maybe near and dear to your heart as far as things you're trying to accomplish with these checkoff bunnies.
That's correct. I'm in my first year as a National Pork Board director, and it's a great opportunity to see how we spend our pork checkoff dollars that every producer contributes, and making sure those dollars really go to helping consumers everywhere understand the incredible value that pork products represent. It's so important that we continue to explain our industry to consumers and why we have such a safe product for them to enjoy and how healthy it is.
A lot of discussion in here tonight about some of the problems we've got within the industry as far as being able to produce that animal, in other words, the actual production end of it, do it both in a efficient way, but also the humane way, the animal care aspect of it. That has become so important today compared to, say, 5 or 10 years ago, it seems like.
I think it hasn't changed in importance. From a producer standpoint, animal welfare and humane treatment has always been very important. But what has changed is, as consumers have gotten away from production, it has become more important for producers to explain their production story. And we try to have a very transparent story and explain why animals need to be protected and raised in barns, for example. Why confinement is more humane than a pasture setting. So even as the production practice hasn't changed so much in the 10 years, it's become more visible in the sense that consumers need to understand that we're doing things for a very different reason than they suspect. Mm-hmm. That even as we spend millions of dollars in confinement operations, it is because it's best for the animal.
I know the perception issues are really, it's It's like a trying to grab the high ground, and it's a real battle right now between the producer side of things and these various activists, HSUS, and the others.
That's correct. I don't try to get it into a. I don't think it should become a moral battle, but I do feel morally justified that we are doing the right things, and our family farmers that we work with every day are there doing the right things day after day to make sure those animals are cared for by a person, checked on 7 days a week, twice a day at least, if not more often, so that those animals are kept comfortable while they're under their care. But ultimately, those animals serve a purpose, and that is to feed the world. And so as pork producers and as farmers in general, we can always be morally justified in our occupation.
National Pork Board member Julie Mashaw from Southern Indiana visiting with us at the first National Pork Board meeting of the year in Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.